With KANW New Mexico Close-Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. Right now, the state of New Mexico spends about $50 million per year on pre-kindergarten programs aimed at getting kids ready to start school. The money is divided between two agencies that dole it out to schools and child care centers. More than 9,500 four-year-olds are enrolled. For years, lawmakers have introduced proposed constitutional amendments to increase the amount going from the land-grant permanent fund to pre-K and other early childhood programs, but those efforts have stalled. The head of the teachers' union called the National Education Association, Charles Boyer, says a different approach to funding is needed.
Well, we have in the past advocated for that. We didn't really push that idea very hard in this legislative session, quite frankly, because it has little chance of going anywhere. So we ought to look at more realistic solutions. And I think there are some more realistic solutions out there, and I think there are some groups that are looking at those solutions right now.
Boyer says the NEA is behind the idea of lawmakers putting more money towards education and dedicating part of it to pre-K.
To actually include early childhood funding, pre-K funding, in the funding formula so that it becomes a part of how school districts calculate how much money they get from the state. Now, doing that means you've got to raise the size of the pie. You can't just divide it up into smaller and smaller pieces. But I think that's the way to ensure long-term funding for pre-K education, is to make sure that it goes through the funding formula, that it's public money.
Currently, $638 million goes from the permanent fund to education and children's programs. That money comes from natural resource extraction fees. Advocates and Democratic gubernatorial candidate Michelle Lujan Grisham want to increase that to almost $1 billion a year. Right now, the balance of that fund is $17 billion. With KANW New Mexico Close-Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.